Northwestern Mutual's desire to purchase O'Donnell Park in downtown Milwaukee is not moving forward, at least not for now. Rounds of public hearings don't seem to shake off concerns about the county selling off the park near the lakefront. The county board lobbed the issue back and forth Thursday before deferring a vote until its December meeting. Tempers seemed to sizzle from the onset of the O'Donnell Park discussion. Supervisor Jerry Broderick described the plan to sell it to NML as flawed and the process as lacking transparency.
To see the possibility of future commercial development of this park was intentionally, or worse yet, inadvertently, left open. Either way, it hardly inspires confidence in those who drafted it.
Broderick wanted to send the proposal back to the Economic Development Committee for further study. Just last week, the committee moved the O'Donnell case before the full board. Constructive debate teetered early on as Supervisor Tony Staskunas stepped to his microphone.
Wow, what a shock. Supervisor Broderick's trying to slow the train down, derail the train, and kill the deal. I'm shocked.
Staskunas urged the board to vote.
There isn't going to be any new information that comes out in committee. There isn't going to be any new information offered as part of the vetting process. Everything's out on the table that needs to be on the table for us to make this decision today.
We can vote for it. I'm voting no. I have no problem telling people I'm voting no.
That's Supervisor Michael Mayo. He insists the proposed deal would give away prime real estate overlooking Lake Michigan. Despite O'Donnell's sorry state, Mayo balked at the proposed sale price, $14 million.
You know, it's location, location, location. And that put value on that property.
Supervisor Pat Jerzyk attempted to lay over the matter. She has repeatedly said she does not oppose handing O'Donnell over to Northwestern Mutual, but wants to make sure the public retains access to green space. Jerzyk's not convinced the proposed arrangement would preserve the parkland atop the parking garage.
That is a pretty significant question, and I'm not sure that we are getting the correct answer on that.
After a confusing jumble of amendments and debate, the board took a short break. It seemed to result in the clearing of heads and likely behind-the-scenes conversation. When the supervisors returned, they voted overwhelmingly to postpone a decision until December 18th. Whether acrimony recedes over the future of O'Donnell Park remains debatable. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.